Believers, we're back with Season 3, Episode 21, featuring A Sudden and Inevitable Betrayal. So stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What are we giving out? There
what
we go.
It?
It's sudden death.
Oh, I get that.
It's sudden mega death.
That makes sense.
That is. You know.
That makes sense.
You know, thrash metal.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome back to the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I have Mike.
Oh,
I believe that was AfterBuzz just texting me right now. Let's throw that there. Hi, I'm Ty Matthews. You can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. To my left, as always, you can find her online at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vans, depending on how your brain works. Or on her YouTube channel, youtube.com/snarl.
www.
There you go. You got it. Guys, yeah. It's Rachel Evans.
Yeah.
Do you guys just want to do the intro again?
What?
Why?
I'm just messing.
We killed it. We killed it. What are you talking about?
No, you're right. I'm dead.
We nailed it. Nailed it in one. Mark's dead. He's operating the ones and twos from the great beyond.
Did
it's
you know
fine.
That I'm drinking Clorox tonight?
Oh, good.
What makes it different?
I've been telling you to do that for years.
I know. Your opinion.
Mark on the ones and twos, accompanied by the always trusty Nancy.
Nance.
They can find where Mark is. It Mark Badonica.
Yeah, it's Mark Badonica. You find me on Twitter, Mark Badonica. But we got one. We got a special guest.
We've got a very special guest.
Hello,
Jimbo.
Everybody.
Now Jimbo in the booth is away on official business at Bar Wrestling. If you're watching us instead, thank you. We appreciate the support. But to Rachel's left, the lovely and talented, you can find her online at _Denise Salcedo because it's Denise Salcedo.
Thank you very much for that awesome introduction.
Oh, thank you.
It.
I've been practicing it for weeks.
Dang as
hell. It's a dank nug, bro.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah, bro. Fucking killed it, dude.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Denise, what'd you think of tonight's episode?
You know what? I'm going to say this, and this is my first line for the show. Is
no, that's a no pressure.
Yeah, here we go. It was more extreme than Extreme Rules.
You know what? You might be right.
Shocking.
A shocking development.
There was a lot of action on this show, a lot of violence, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I live for that stuff.
It's Dario Cueto's temple. Of course it's violent.
Yes.
He's our favorite soggy boy. You got it.
I'm sorry. I haven't thought about him as a soggy boy in a long time.
He was a little.
When I come to the club, step aside.
He was a little dry today. He's a little dry boy. Dry bones.
Was he?
Mario Kart.
No. I mean, his hair.
I mean, comparatively.
Comparatively
speaking.
Yeah, he was a little. Sorry, I had something in my throat.
Sure.
He was a little dry for my taste, honestly.
Ooh.
And I'm kind of. I don't want to like say this because I feel like it's not.
Is it gonna be a hot take?
It's kind of a hot Rachel take. Hot rake. He's not really my boy anymore.
No.
Listen, I love him. And I think we
Jacques
all know
Hughes.
That. I know, but like, Mundo's...
Disappointed!
I know, Kevin!
I love him. I think I'm just feeling a little slighted by him because I want that cup.
Sure, that's fine.
And I would like to be included in his parties of
Will
32
you?
People.
You'll fight Melissa for it. Obviously.
No, I'll never touch a hair on her pretty head.
No.
I would never.
No.
I would never hurt Melissa.
Speaking of hairs on pretty heads, I just want to mention somebody in the chat here wants to tell Ty that he loves him. Bill Hanstock.
Bill Hanstock, my favorite boy.
He said, hurry, tell Ty I love him. I mean, I love the gals too, but Ty has my heart. Also, Soggy Boys represent.
Bill Hanstock, my boy.
Some bromance.
Bill Hanstock is one third of the NXT team.
He is.
Oh, I know Bill Hanstock.
Yes, you
do. I know his face. I don't know him personally, but I'm sure he's wonderful.
Uh-huh. You should all go check out his writing over at UpRocks because it's amazing.
Nailed it.
Oh.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. Now, before we get into Season 3, Episode 21, which is called Sudden Death, Rachel.
What?
I would like, going forward, for the duration of this season and this series in perpetuity, for a new segment to grace us, where Rachel does her very, very best, to recap the episode from last week.
Yeah, no problem. I obviously got this. Mm-hmm. I know all the words, I know all the lingo, and all the jargon, and I'm really professional.
And... go.
Okay, so last week there was just one thing. It was just Mac and Mundo, and then they... I don't know, they just like fought a bunch and they were everywhere. They're all over the place. And Mac did a really good job. He's a really good boy. And Sexy Star, she fell off the thing, but like in a cool, good way. It was a good fall. I was explained that wasn't What's the one? Frog Splash. It was a graceful fall. She fell off the thing. She was the band. No, she wasn't. She fell off the thing. And then Mundo was like, I got this. Play me celebration songs. And then... And I'm not done. And then after he was like, I got this, play celebration songs, his friend came out, his buddy friend came out, who is like older than him, but is supposed to be his fan or whatever. And then I guess you can have fans that are whatever, it doesn't make sense. It makes sense. It doesn't matter. Okay. And then the Mac, he was about to wait, he almost did it. He was so close, he almost did it. And then the time.
You got it.
You made it. You survived. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, Mundo did it.
And that was Rachel's recaps.
So here we are. Beginning of the episode, Mundo did it.
So now here we are. Mundo did it. We're at sudden death.
Mm. Dario part two.
Dario part two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Part two.
Yeah, that made sense to me.
Denise, what did you think of All Night Long last week?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I thought that, first of all, you know, good match. I love Johnny Mundo, and I love the Mac. You know, I'm glad the way it ended. When we came back this week, I was a little bit confused. I was like, wait, like, what's going on? Like, we're continuing this. Like, what's happening here? But overall, super awesome. And I loved how we started off the show where it was, Dario was like, we here at Lucha Underground, we don't end in ties.
Dario,
and I
you're
was just
it.
Like, yeah, like, that is awesome. I love that. Get me hype. Let's get this match started. Like, I want to see what is going to happen, you know, based off of last week. So
sure. Well, before we get into the sudden death rules, we get a little a men's room segment, as anything that happens in the temple
happens
in the men's room. Mm-hmm. Really. If it doesn't happen in the men's room, it doesn't count, I think, is the rules.
If you don't got pizza in the stall, you're not in the stall.
Oh, Vinny Massaro.
Where's Vinny?
Vinny Massaro. That is the question on everyone's mind. Where's Vinny Massaro?
Hashtag where's Vinny?
He's online at Snoring Elbow. He's one of my absolute favorites.
Hashtag where's Vinny? Go, tweet it at him.
Go find Vinny Massaro.
Let's get him in here.
Get Vinny Massaro.
Yeah, with pizza.
On
we'll
the show.
Him with pizza in bathrooms.
Yes, let's get him down from Northern California.
Can we get cheese stuffed?
Get him in the show.
Cheese stuffed crust?
Yes.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, it's really
of course,
good.
Right?
It's really
right? But backstage, or in not backstage, in the men's room, we've got Rey Mysterio and Prince Puma.
Yeah.
Because Prince Puma, as you may have forgotten, because mm-hmm. we're gone for a very long time, Prince Puma showing a little bit of edge. You know, he's a little bit of an edgelord now.
Yeah, he is. He's a BB, bad boy.
He's a BB, yeah. Bad boy. He's got a new Dark Master. And Rey Mysterio...
Yeah.
Wants him to kind of step away from that ledge, my friend.
But don't tell him what to do.
No.
Honestly.
No.
He's a young buck.
Puma's a Puma. Puma's going to do what Puma's going to do.
He's not the young buck.
Not
he is,
the,
he's a young buck.
Lowercase Y, lowercase B.
YB, yeah.
I'm excited to see where Puma is going to go with all of this because, as we'll talk about later tonight, he ended on quite a note.
Dark Puma, absolutely.
Oh, I love DP.
You. Rachel.
Well, that's
perfect. I didn't know it. You know that I'd make a stupid face if I knew
that's
it
true.
Going into it.
That's true.
But I did love this to set the tone of the episode because I didn't know how deep Vamp was into him, was in his brain, and I love seeing him in makeup again.
Did Vamp like him or like him?
Oh, he likes him.
Right.
I think he's a part of him. I think he's deep inside of
sure,
him.
Sure.
He's deep.
He's super deep, DP, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I really enjoyed seeing him in makeup again. I haven't seen him in makeup
I love the Vampiro makeup, like the satanic sort of, if only,
he's
I
like,
hope.
I'm going to take you to hell. I'm like, ooh, yep.
Right, exactly. Oh, yes,
queen. Okay, yes, please. Yeah. Yes.
I hope at Ultimate Lucha Trace we get the return of that, like, satanic pope get up.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Oh.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan, everybody.
You know.
Hail Satan, Denise.
Hail Satan.
Oh, thank you.
That's the first time I've ever said that in
my
life. It felt so weird.
What a moment.
I was like, not even. I was like, Hail Satan.
Don't worry, Satan. It's just the Latin word for two.
I didn't know.
Opposed.
Please, no Rachel, one heard that.
Rachel will take you to the dark side.
You're
it's
turning
okay.
me into a bad girl right now.
And it only took, what, 10 minutes?
There you go. I was like, I said it, like, so unconfidently right there.
No, that's the first step.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
First time
is
never the best time.
Well, that's terrific.
So it's one of the services we offer here on the Lucha Underground After Show.
Yeah.
But Prince Puma had a master before, K-Dog,
yeah.
Conan.
Yeah.
Not quite as dark as Vamp.
No. Goofy.
Pretty goofy.
He's like, a goofy man.
Yeah, sure.
I think so.
He's a goofy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ray just wants his friend to just chill a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, solid advice. And also, did you notice that Ray's face was a little smushy in his mask?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, it was so cute.
Was it tight too tight?
It was a little... I think he just had too much cheek out.
No.
It didn't look too tight. It just looked like he had too much cheek out. It looked like somebody was going... It was adorable.
Correct. It was really cute. And it made it better for me because he was like, come on, don't be bad.
Come on, man.
I promise it's not fun. And I believed him a lot.
You did, yeah.
You're like, I'm sold, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sold.
Ray's never been to the dark side. He doesn't know.
I love him. Can he be back?
Ray. I know, right?
I love him.
Let's bring him back.
Yeah. Let's give him more swords.
Give him more swords, exactly.
Ray, we'll give you more swords.
We gave him a cane sword last time he was in the studio.
It was amazing.
So let's get to Sudden Death. The Mac versus Johnny Mundo could go all night long again. Who knows? Lucha Underground titles on the line. Whoever gets the first fall wins.
Although we all knew that it wasn't going to, because Stryker did say pretty explicitly, these are the three matches you're going
to
see tonight.
Well, no, he made a good point of saying if this match doesn't go all night long, we've got two other matches on deck.
Yeah, but how insane would that be?
I know.
If he was like, here are the matches we're announcing, but maybe.
But it's just in case. You don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
It could go all night long.
Also, Dario did a funny thing when he was in the middle of the ring. This is later on, but I'm going to not remember it. But he did a funny thing when he was in the middle of the ring, and he was like, 2 weeks ago when...
Right.
I was like, no, it wasn't me.
But Matt Stryker was doing that a lot last week because they didn't know there was going to be a hiatus.
Well, here's what. We get how TV works.
Right.
We're fine.
Sure.
I forgive him.
Right.
All right.
2 weeks before the show came back.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe another thing happened and we just weren't there for it.
Sure.
Maybe he beat him again.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay,
that's
cool.
What it was.
Cool.
When no one was looking.
Oh, cool. Right. Out of nowhere.
Right, out of nowhere. Yes.
Yeah, great.
Denise, what'd you think of Sudden Death, of everything that happened in our opening contest?
Honestly, first of all, can I just say that it was hilarious when they announced the trophy. Oh, no, wait. Okay, so.
We'll get there.
Okay, I'm getting ready. Hold
we'll
on. I'm
there.
Jumping ahead of time. I was thinking ahead of time. Okay, no, but honestly, Johnny Mundo and the Mac were so good. I loved this match. Like, I seriously loved it. Like, I wish we could have, like, later on in the show, we didn't kind of see a similar thing going on. You know, had this been, like, the only, like hardcore fight that we had, then I would have been like, yes, like, this was such amazing show, like, all around. Mm. But either way, like, it was just overall a really well match. And, you know, I was going to say that sunset powerbomb outside the ring, did you guys see Mac's head, like, bounce? Like, I was like, dude,
off
like major whiplash
chairs.
On like a pounce. It was so crazy. But I kind of marked out during that moment. I was like,
absolutely.
Whoa. It's like, it hasn't happened in a while. So I was glad to see that.
That's a great finish, yeah.
Did you see Elias run up to him and like grab his hand immediately? No. He was like, are you okay? Are you okay? I saw that. He jumped. He leapt towards his hand.
He cradled his head like a dying child.
Yeah.
Man,
and
right?
And also, there was a moment in this match. I don't know if it was just to have him doing something while PJ Black was, you know, PJ Black was fucking with what's his name, Mac. Cool.
You
great.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm doing great. But Mundo, Elias was checking out Mundo in the ring.
Uh-huh.
Like turning his head and stuff and like making sure he was okay. Was that I got worked.
I must not have got. Yeah, you got worked. You got worked into a shoot, brother.
I keep
as Hulk Hogan would say.
I got worked into a shoot, brother. That was more savage, wasn't it?
It was a little both. You got it.
It was a little neither, wasn't it?
It's a little neither.
Yeah. Thank you.
What else did we see? There was a moment in this match where the Mac dove over the front row of chairs into Mundo, who was sitting in another row of chairs.
Oh, God.
That was another...
And
another
he broke a chair.
The
only thing I could think of the whole time was, aw, man, that guy doesn't have a chair anymore.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
that
shucks.
Sucks.
I love seeing that because we don't really see that on televised wrestling shows where they actually go into, like, the crowd.
Into
like,
the
seats.
Actual
you
crowd.
You know, you see
right.
that in yeah. indie shows. I mean, you know, we see it, like, elsewhere. It's, like, in WWE or something. It's always on the aisle. We're not going to mess with people's seats. I was, like, all excited. I was like, yeah, get into those people's seats. Like,
exactly.
Who cares? Like, this is what I like to see.
Mm-hmm. Lucha is the best. I mean, I will say that. Also, quick shout out to Danielle Radford. Do you know Danielle?
Oh, I know of her. I don't know her.
She was sitting right behind Stryker the entire time, just like, yes, bitch. Like, she was, like, full on, like, I know you can see me, and I know I look good.
I hope she knows about the wrestler Rad Radford.
You know, probably not.
That was a wrestler very briefly in WWF.
Yeah, like, who Ty, who would know besides you?
The people that watched wrestling.
I watched wrestling. I saw it.
Right. Yeah. This might have been before your time. This was like 95, 96.
It was like 2 years before my time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm forgiven then.
It was good stuff. All right. Louis Piccoli. R.I.P. Louis Piccoli.
Yeah.
Rad Radford.
Sure.
Rad Radford. But that's what I'm saying is that is the nom de plume that Daniel Radford should.
Nom de plume.
Should. Assume.
Also, nobody looks sweaty in the temple, even though I know how hot it was.
It's a warm place.
And everyone's hyped, man, for, like, you know, all that they do, like, in one show. Everyone was, like, super hyped.
They're there forever.
Right.
I was like, how do they get everyone pumped for such a long time?
Well, and especially because we've talked about it before, how in the temple for the tapings, none of the music plays live either. So it makes it even harder to get hyped with just silent entrances.
When are you going to take me? When is it
coming? Oh, never.
Oh, cool. Got it. No, that sounds great. Okay, I'll meet you there.
quarter past never. Okay, cool. Whenever they come back for season four, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Come on. Who's going to say no to Rob? Rodriguez.
Oh, Rob Rodriguez. You got it.
Can't say no to the guy who owns the network.
What else did we get in this match? We got the Chocolate Thunderbomb. One of my favorite moves.
I know what a Thunderbomb is.
You got it. You got it.
Is this also the end of the world into the stunner?
Yes.
Which is just gross.
Oh, man. And the stunner on the apron that sent PJ Black through the tables off the apron.
Yes. And also the end of the world off of the, what are these called? Stairs. See?
It's not just wrestling.
I can't do it all of the time.
Now you're out of control.
I don't know. You're like, the whatchamacallit stairs, the whatchamacallit.
I don't know.
I was like, what are we calling it? I was like, I need to go back and think about what was happening there. What
it's a weird world.
When he gimmicked off of that gimmick?
You know, the stair gimmick?
Just the gimmick, brother.
You know, the move the gimmick that
yeah,
he
the
did?
Gimser.
The old gim-gam.
Yeah, the gim-gam.
The old gimser-gam.
The old gimmer.
What
else do we get? Oh, so we got a very special announcement from Dario Cueto.
Well, first.
What?
My girl, Taya, came out and helped her man.
Oh, that's right, of course.
And also.
How could I forget?
It should be. How could you? And also, it should be noted that this is kind of. It's always been implied, like drawing a nose. You don't just draw a nose, you imply the nose. It's always been implied that they were in a relationship.
What?
Think about it. It's always been implied that they were in a relationship, but this is the first time we've seen on the show them actually kiss.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hello. It's interesting.
I feel like I didn't catch that because I've always just seen them as a couple and I always knew it. So
yeah, right?
It really didn't like trigger in my brain.
I didn't even catch that.
No. It is the first time they've kissed on camera.
Yeah, they're the
Jim
and Pam of Lucha Underground.
The Jim and Pam. Johnny Mundo just constantly mugging to the camera.
Yeah, mugging to Slamtown.
Welcome to Slamtown.
We all got booned.
God, that Slamtown song is still one of my absolute favorite parts of this show.
He's genuinely great.
Right.
Duh.
Duh.
Good.
God bless him.
Good boy.
He's a good boy.
Number one good boy.
Classic GB.
Yeah, he's a classic GB. And he is. And I'm you know what? Controversy. You know how much I love Mac. You know that he's my boy.
Yes.
You know that he's my bugalo.
Don't break his heart right now.
I'm happy that Mundo won.
Disappointed!
Rachel.
I like a heel champ.
Mm.
I do. They're more fun. They have more fun with it.
Sure.
And there's more at stake. There's more to lose. And it's also, I kind of did make him look weak, but... Why did he lose?
Because he got whiplashed on a stack of chairs?
Well, I know that. But
and
like,
Johnny Mundo's, I guess, now girlfriend interfered?
Well, always been girlfriend, but now partner.
Now the word's out.
Now it's, girls are back. I got an email from Etsy.
They're on the move.
Updates of their terms and policies.
Oh, that's important.
Those are the best emails
to get, make sure to read those.
No, yeah, I will. Do you want me to read them right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am.
No, seriously.
This is me reading them. Johnny Mundo. how crazy would that be?
If Johnny Mundo was in Etsy's terms
of
service?
If he wrote the terms and policies for Etsy. But I love him as champ, and I think he's a great... Because, you know, what are you going to do with a face champ? Oh, I'm so happy for myself, and I just deserve this so much, and everyone's so happy for me. But Mundo's going to be like, suck my towel.
Right.
And I love that.
You got it.
Yeah, I feel like, well, we already know, like, you know, Willie Mack is such a great wrestler. Mm-hmm. But Johnny Mundo, I feel like he has just improved, like, so dramatically that it's like, insane. Like, some of the stuff that I was seeing him do last night, I was like, I had no idea he had that, like, in his vessel here.
Sure.
And I think that's why they had, like, such a great chemistry during this match that, that's why I enjoyed it so
well,
much.
Well, and I think that's such a testament to his body of work and to his skills is because...
And his body.
And it's just his body of him, his own body, his corporeal form.
Yeah.
And just at the very beginning of the series, the stuff that he could do is him holding back so much. That, you know, like, he can just slowly, all right, now I can do this.
That's patience.
Now I can do this thing. Yeah, exactly.
That's patience, because he is parkour god.
Yeah,
you know, right? He's got that in his, he can do, there's so, and the cool thing is, too, there's so much more that he can do.
Right.
Ah, he's good.
He's just got it all, man. So, side note, I actually just met him a few days ago, and when he turned around, when I was about to get my picture, he had no shirt on, just a towel, BTW.
Sure.
I turned around, and I was like, woo, I just saw the light. I was like, oh my God, Denise, control yourself right now. So, I get my picture, and I'm like, don't freak out, but it was so embarrassing. my cheeks in this picture are, like, super pink because, like, I was just like, yes, I totally fangirled in that moment because I was like, wow, like, I already respected you and now I see your body. And
you've been hiding under all
I
those
was
clothes
like,
for
oh
so long.
Oh my God, did you never notice before?
Did you hear what Meltzer said about him?
No.
Oh, what is my favorite. You know how Meltzer's getting all jacked?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
It has been.
Oh, I may know what you're talking about. Yeah, go for it.
It's amazing. Yeah. Meltzer's getting super jacked and he's like, you know, I got some great abs. I think, you know, my abs might be better than Johnny Mundo's. He said Morrison. My abs might be better than Johnny Morrison's. And I told Mundo that. I was like, you know, Meltzer thinks he has better abs than you. And now it's like, it's actually eating away at him. He's like, oh, yeah, because Dave Meltzer has better abs than me. Because, like, I mean, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I want to believe that he's taking that so seriously.
I can't even picture that.
I'm sure he forgot about it already. But, in the moment, he was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Did you guys see that picture that someone took of Meltzer at PWG where he was like bursting out of his shirt?
Yeah, his veins are... Like
he's vascular,
trying to get out.
He's gender. He's at a gender level right now.
I don't get how he can do like all that he does, all this writing, everything that he does, and then still have time to look like that. Like,
right?
What kind of schedule are we running on here?
Right. And at that age, he's looking great. Yeah.
So it's almost like he doesn't do anything else.
No.
He didn't.
No.
He has a cute. He has a family. Yeah. He's a family. He's cool. Yeah. It's just like old boy. I like old guy. I like old
boy
guy.
Like the movie.
I like, yeah, exactly, but without the murder. And I like old boy muscles. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Have you played Tekken?
I have.
Oh my God. Have you played as the old man with the muscles? I can't remember his name.
Heihachi? Thank you, Mark.
In stereo.
Sure, cool.
God
Devil
damn it.
Jim?
Didn't you play a... Let's play
Devil Jim.
Devil Jim.
Jim Kazuya.
Yeah, Jim from The Office. Devil Jim.
You got it.
Yeah.
Jim Kazama.
We're all playing the same game here.
I'm like, no, I haven't played any video games in a really long time, so I feel like now I need
Tekken's
on
great.
It. You can, like, introduce me to something.
I played it last night, and we know the same amount, so don't worry
about
it.
Oh, no, yeah, exactly.
It's like,
There's a pro wrestler with a cheetah head.
Oh, well, that's New Japan. You know that all, have you gotten the mods?
He's got like New Japan skins, like there's, Okada skins, right?
Yeah.
Dope.
And you can play as Skrull.
Dope.
You can play as goddamn Kenny Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You can play as goddamn Kenny Omega. I could stop there.
You got
that's number one.
You got it.
Oh, God,
you, both Yakuza and Tekken are getting in on the New Japan business.
And they have some
Toru Yano's in Yakuza.
Of course
he's
he
awesome.
Is. Fuck. Continue with your show.
Oh, snap. But yeah, so as I was saying some hours ago, Dario Cueto's a special announcement. He's got a 32-man tournament coming up for the Cueto Cup, a brand new accolade in the temple.
Anticlimactic, I would say.
Right. The trophy was a little bit...
Until they described it.
Those tassels, though.
It was so small. That's what I wanted to mention earlier. I was expecting some grand, you know, crazy-looking trophy.
Sure.
So tiny.
I know.
I was expecting maybe like the soul of a demon.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like something we've seen in the
past.
It
is a little bit out of character like, for the temple.
He like gave somebody, he gave Cage
a gauntlet.
He made him a god.
Right.
And he's like, but I, you can drink Jaeger out of this.
Okay. I did love that call by Vampiro.
I know.
You would drink Jaeger.
He totally would. I feel like we'd be good friends.
Oh, you sure? I'm sure you would.
Oh, hell yeah.
For sure. Satan, Jaeger. What else do you need?
General making other people uncomfortable.
Oh,
not
for sure.
Understanding how to call wrestling shows. Is that another one?
You got
one?
It.
Yeah.
You got it. You got
we
it.
Really get along.
But I love that point that Dario was making. You know, he's introduced all of these different concepts, whether it's the Dial of Doom, whether it's the Battle of the Bulls, you know, the Ultimate Opportunity, all that stuff. And I love that at Ultima Lucha, it's not always a lock what is going to determine the number one contender.
Yeah.
Like, every year, like, for example, the winner of the Royal Rumble always goes on to the main event of WrestleMania. Like every year, you know? But I feel like in the temple, it could be anything. You could have to be one guy or maybe, like, 30 other guys.
Is this at one time or is it a bracket thing?
I think it's a bracket thing. Yeah. 32-man single elimination tournament.
Like, we just saw that.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need to see that again.
Yeah, single elimination tournament for the cup. When the finals of the tournament happen, go on.
Are there that many men in the temple?
Yeah.
Name all of them.
I don't think we have enough time.
I can't think of 32 guys.
I'll write them down as we're going.
Is it? But it's, oh, wait, we're Lucha Underground. It's not just guys.
There you go.
There was actually a prediction earlier in the chat that mentioned maybe the Cueto Cup is where we're going to see Mac versus Taya.
Oh, interesting. I dig that. I'm on board with that. For
yes,
sure.
Please.
For sure. Now, who are we thinking, Denise, if you had your druthers, who would win this tournament and go on to face Johnny Mundo for the title? Or Rey Mysterio, as we'll go.
I'm going to say Prince Puma, because right now, like, going in with Prince Puma and having Vampiro by his side, which we're seeing develop.
It's very true.
I would love to see that. I think it's kind of different, and I'm excited for something like that. And I love Prince Puma.
There you go. And, I mean, Puma versus Johnny Mundo has been one of the oldest stories in the temple over the last few seasons.
I don't think they're going to revisit it, though.
You don't think so?
Oh, why? Why would they?
Because he's Dark Puma now. He's different.
Oh, what if he crosses the line and just beats the crap out of him? And like, what if he gets disqualified for just beating the living hell out of Mundo?
Ooh, interesting. Oh, like, yeah.
Too dark.
Vamp sent him two over the
Maybe
edge.
Maybe he'll bring a powdery brick again.
Powdery brick? We'll get into that. So absolutely.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's just because my thought's like, okay, and then what? But I guess that just means he's a bad boy and Mundo's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Which could vacate the championship, which for next season could be an entirely new tournament or a new type of match in order to determine a new champion.
Zoinkers. Mark B. Dun, dun, dun.
Look at the mind on that boy.
I know. Can you believe that? Right? I told him I wanted to borrow his brain earlier.
You did. You did say that.
Well, that's terrific.
I agree.
It's one of my favorites.
Nance?
It's like Chance for the Brain.
He would die in a second.
So as Dario Cueto goes on to explain, the finals of that tournament, when they take place, mm-hmm. there will also be a championship match between Johnny Mundo and Rey Mysterio. Ostensibly, the winner of that tournament will face the winner of that championship match at Ultima Lucha Trace.
Sure.
Nice.
So.
Great. Okay. Cool.
I'm always excited for anything Rey Mysterio is in. So
sure.
I was totally like, yes, Rey Mysterio, I'm on it. Go.
Yeah,
good.
Yes.
That's good for me. That's
Absolutely.
All you have to tell
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Let's paint some question marks on the wall.
Give me some 619s.
619.
That's a move I know.
You got it.
Question, who's jumping out the sky?
Who's not jumping out the sky?
All right. It's Rachel.
It's me.
It's Rachel jumping out the sky.
Jumping out of the sky, Mr. Cueto.
Wait, where's our picture boy?
He's all over this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget that was our picture boy?
Yeah.
God damn it.
He was completely not even a wrestler in my head. He's just wandered into the temple. I was like, well, these sure are cool, Mr. Cueto. I sure do like these a whole
it's
lot.
Just the Gomer pile of Boyle Heights.
I just see him as, like, what's his tits from, God, I'm sorry. What's his name from the show about the policeman, Andy Griffith?
Right.
Yeah.
He's Barney Fife.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you for knowing what I was
He's
talking
Don
about.
The Don Knotts of the temple.
Oh, that's so cute.
But now, let's get into more interaction. As okay. the trio's titles are on the line.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Why not?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who's in this match?
Aerostar, Drago, Phoenix, Big Boy,
what are their names?
Vibora, Luchasaurus, don't know his name in the show.
Come on.
Pindar.
You got it. You got it.
Oh, he's Vibora. Pindar's Big Boy.
Yes.
He's Vibora. You're so right. I knew his name.
Ha-ha! There you go.
And then Cobra Bitch. Cobra Queen.
With a K.
She's a bitch in the show. She's not a bitch in real life. Maybe. No. I mean, that is her real life.
She's not the baddest bitch in the temple.
For sure not.
It's Ivelisse.
I mean, we know.
Well established in canon.
She's so good. Where's Ivelisse?
Injured? Mark, she injured?
I mean, was she injured a year ago when they shot this? I don't know.
Could be.
Oh, curious question. Would you go back in the tweets?
I will find a tweet.
Thank you.
But also, we already have her match for Ultima Lucha Trace, so she doesn't need to do anything.
Oh, right.
Okay, but also, I said all the people in the match.
Also, that. You're
welcome.
You got it. You only missed one.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I said, but I knew who he was.
She got it.
Thank you, Denise.
Don't encourage her. It's fine.
Yeah, this match is fine. It was super fine. It was super fine.
It was good.
But it got the only exciting thing.
One thing I will say I really, really enjoy about Pindar, about Big Boy, is that being such a big boy, he is an incredible base for someone like Aerostar.
Yeah.
Where Aerostar is standing straight up atop his shoulders as they're in the corner.
Yeah. Whoa, that was so cool.
Twists into a Hurricanrana.
Oh, I did it really wrong.
You did it super wrong.
Okay, I was trying to do a Hurricanrana. What was I doing?
You were doing like a weird kick.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. That's what I was trying to do. But what's that move? Oh, in Okay, that was a different move.
Oh, yeah.
Great. But yeah, that was one of the coolest things I've seen.
It was great.
That was some cheerleading shit.
It was.
That was cool as hell.
It was, wasn't it?
You see that?
I did. I loved it. I love Aerostar so much, though. He's just one of the most talented guys out there right now.
And he's a time traveler.
A fellow Chucker, eh?
Oh, it's been so long.
Oh, I missed you, Chuck Boy.
Chuck Boy!
I missed you. Aerostar is cool. I just don't know how he sees.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how he sees. But yeah, that was a super cool move. But, you know, I think the real thing, the vehicle of this match, the reason for the season was the Drago heel turn.
The reason for the season.
That's right, baby. It's summertime. Almost a solstice. Time for Drago to be a heel. Let's get into it.
I do love... Okay, so I want to break down the rules of this match, all right? Because I loved the ending. So, Cobra Moon, who is officially part of the match, it's her, Pindar, and Vibora. On one team. Hang on. Now, she beckons Drago over to her side. He calmly walks across the ring over his fallen partner.
Yeah.
Gets out of the ring in that corner, tags himself in, hits a splash on his own partner, and makes the pin, effectively winning the trios titles from himself.
Do you feel cheated or robbed?
I do.
A little bit. I just love that it's that easy to change teams in a title match.
I mean, they would call it or something, but yeah, he won and lost at the same moment, you know. But it was badass.
He's Schrodinger's dragon.
Well, that's Dario's big rule. If it doesn't affect him negatively, then you can do whatever you want.
You can do what you want.
You can do what you want.
That is true.
And so yeah, he spit on his friend, and then he went over there and he got chained. Why? Why? I thought we were over that. What happened between
He wants to join his fellow Snaky Boys.
It says that the brainwashing was, like, working on him, so...
He was a slave before.
Right.
And so he released himself. But, you know, Stockholm Syndrome is super real.
5,000 years a slave.
This actually is really interesting commentary on emotionally abusive relationships.
Sure.
It's very interesting commentary.
There you go.
Well, maybe some people just want to be slaves.
In the snake community.
In the snake, well, yeah, I'm talking about reptiles.
If they identify as reptilian.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I also wonder if this is the government, you know?
Oh, like lizard people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denise, what are your thoughts?
I'm trying to remember what TV show they had lizard people in. Someone might want to figure that out. I don't know what show it was, but there was a show where they had, like, lizard people.
Running the government?
Something like, I don't know. It just reminded me of that right now.
So, yeah,
like,
Denise, what are your thoughts on lizard people running the government?
Yeah. I hope to God that that doesn't happen, because that would be so scary.
But what if it's happening right now?
Oh, if it's happening right now, heck no, I would cry. Are you killing me? Are you kidding me? I would be so devastated.
They are killing you, Denise. They are killing you.
I'm that person that still has faith in the government, because I cannot... I know, right?
Are you kidding?
I have to live in a happy world. So in my mind, if there's something going on, I don't want to know.
Right.
Because well, I would be
exactly
devastated.
Exactly, exactly. Blue pill.
Well, here's some... Yeah, exactly. Well, here's some... This should make you feel better. The reptilians who run the government don't actually run the government, because the shadow government is what runs the world.
Right.
So you don't
right
have to...
The lizard people run the media.
Okay, really?
The lizard people run the media.
I just remembered now. Isn't there, like, a myth here in Los Angeles that there's an underground world of lizard people? People
it's
here?
All over the planet.
Okay, I thought that was just LA.
Oh, well,
I mean, a lot of people in LA believe that.
LA's that's one of the yeah major hubs.
Right. Okay, there
that's
you
a
go.
Big hub.
Right, right,
see,
right.
I don't want to know if that's true, and I never want to find out.
Well, we do have on the reels. You know, I don't believe in lizard people, which is one of the very many conspiracies, well, very few conspiracies I don't believe in. But we do have similar brain makeup, genetic makeup to lizards because of the way that we manage work. The way that we switch between, we can't multitask, and lizards are the only other animals that do that. Cool.
I see. You got it. Thanks, kids.
So we do,
we got a full studio.
We do have a lizard brain.
Right.
And that lizard brain helps inform decisions. And that's where that comes from.
And it helps you win the Trios Championships.
Exactly.
And it helps you win the Trios Championships.
Exactly.
And you live in the Hollow Earth.
So now, yeah, your new Trios Champs, Pindar, Vibora, and Drago, as chained by Cobra Moon.
I wonder how this is going to affect anything at all.
Hmm.
Except for Drago. For with Drago. Like, do you think they're going to, like, the temple? Or is it just going to be their own storyline again?
Man, I don't know. I'd like to see, like, a full-on, like, snakey takeover, a snakeover of the temple.
Where's the white trappist tribes? Where are they?
I know. Where's Paul London?
You'd love this guy.
Maybe they'll be the ones to save us.
Oh, I feel like something crazy is going to happen, though.
If
we're sure of anything, it's that.
Something crazy is going to happen. Right. Someone's going to breathe fire.
Right. Sure. Sure. I would love to see, yeah, Paul London as, like, the unlikely, like, jester hero of the temple.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be really interesting, right?
If they made him real strong.
Exactly. With a real strong codpiece.
I think they gotta lose the codpiece. It is way too distracting.
Do you think? Maybe that's the source of his power.
Oh, like a Samson, but down there?
Right.
Gross. Wow. Wow.
London, that'll be adorable.
You should. It is adorable.
Sure.
Too adorable.
Yes. He's got those big old Willy Wonka glasses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very distracting. But I, yeah, oh, he'll definitely be in the, what's it called? So that's fine.
The Queto Cup?
Queto yeah Cup?
Yes.
That's the easiest thing to remember. The Queto
it's
Cup.
It's its name and then the word cup.
I know. It's so easy. How did you feel about this match? Besides the really cool...
The six-man match?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was great. I like the way that Pindar can base for someone like Aerostar. And so we got a lot of, you know, wacky flying around, all that stuff. Lots of arm drags, lots of Hurricanranas, you know. Good lucha things.
He's like the cardboard box to the break dancer.
All right.
Thank you.
I dig it.
Thank you so much.
I dig
much
it a lot. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Backstage, we've got Johnny Mundo in a towel, just like in Denise's story. You know.
Yeah.
It's his preferred method of existence.
It's his natural state.
That's what it is. It's his the Mundo in his natural habitat.
Aw.
And he gets out of the shower.
Ty wasn't lying. That was a long shower.
It was a long shower. And Ricky Mandel's just hanging out in his Mundo
just
getup.
Just waiting.
Nobody get your towel, Mr. Mundo?
But Ty told him to hold off on the champagne because she was listening when Dario Cueto made his announcement that Johnny Mundo is going to have to defend that title against Rey Mysterio on the night of the finals of the Cueto Cup.
He's got to go to the dojo.
Not cool. He's got to go to Slam Town.
Ray Ray is no joke, is what he said verbatim. Ray Ray is no joke.
No.
And something that I love is that I know that just came from his head. I know he just
Ray
said
Ray
that.
Ray Ray's no joke? That wasn't scripted.
I know he just said that. Oh, Ray Ray's no joke.
No.
Honestly, so funny. This was super hilarious. Like, every little word that was said, my favorite part was when he told Taya, like, when he told Ricky to go, he was like, oh, I didn't want the kid to see me nervous. I was like... But you're, like, talking, like, about, like, if he's 5 years old, like, right. You're, like, daddy here.
Oh, he is.
But that was so hilarious. And then the part with the pants where he didn't have time. I was like, where are you going exactly right now that you don't have time to put pants on?
Have you seen how tight those pants are? It's got to take a minute. It's got to take a minute.
It does, I can tell you. Right. Just from having tight pants.
I mean, really.
I wear a lot of leather.
Yes, you do.
It takes a while. He got to get to that dojo. Oh, man.
Sometimes you just don't got time for him.
He's
got
to take him to Slamtown, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Exactly, exactly.
Who do you think's going to win?
What, between him and Ray?
Yeah. I know it's hard to say, but...
I think Mundo's going to keep it. I think Mundo's keeping it. Yeah.
It's too much momentum, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a great push, obviously, for Mundo, because he'd be, like, even more, come on, beating Rey Mysterio, skyrocket him up there, you know? You know, obviously, in me, I would want to see Rey Mysterio, but I would definitely get why we would have Johnny Mundo winning instead, and I wouldn't be upset with that. Right. Honestly, I feel like this is one of those matches where, like, whatever happens, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't hurt him. I know he won't because we know that they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
So never mind. I was just thinking about him hurting Ray on accident.
Right.
But he would never do that. I mean, he's too good. They're both too good.
Ray is tough.
Of course he's tough, but he's also been dropped from the heavens a million times.
Have you seen, I'm sure we've talked about this before, have you seen when the Big Show strapped him to a stretcher and then swung him?
Yes.
That's the perfect big guy, little guy match right there.
Sure.
That was just kind of like, oh my God, poor Rey Mysterio. And Big Show's a monster.
Right, I know. Mm. Let's get into this Boilhead Street fight.
Okay.
Prince Puma. Dark Puma, taking on Mil Muertes, accompanied by Katrina, of course.
Uh-huh. I said this earlier, I feel like we saw two of the same things. You know, we already had Johnny Mundo and the right. Mac, you know, with their False Count Anywhere match, and then we had this street fight, which is kind of pretty much the same thing.
Right,
you know?
Exactly, yeah. Bookending the show with no disqualification matches kind of dilutes the impact.
Exactly, exactly. So for me, I mean, the crowd was very into it.
Of course.
I mean, obviously. For me personally, there were some spots where I was kind of like, okay, like I get it. This is just going to be like spots. I could have used like something different since we already saw what we saw earlier. Mm-hmm. But of course, there were still some times where I was like, yeah, that's cool, you know?
There's a lot of cool stuff.
My favorite part, though, so when they went into Dario's office, like, this is going to be so dumb, but the first thing that I thought about when they went in there... Okay, you guys all have seen SpongeBob, right?
Oh, duh.
All right, this is so weird.
All right, I'm on board.
Yeah.
You guys know how, like, in SpongeBob, they have, you know, outside they have Squidward and Patrick and SpongeBob always fooling around, and then they have Mr. Krabs' office, like, right there, and then they go in, and you know that moment where you're like, oh, what's Mr. Krabs doing? That's kind of how I felt when we saw Dario. I was like, what is happening back there? Like, what was he doing? I didn't even catch that part.
He was counting his money.
Exactly. That's kind of how I
Puma
felt.
Puma, my boy.
And I was like, you know, all these people are out there. Like, you can't just be chilling, like, doing something. Like, I would be on high alert. Right.
Oh, Dario don't give up. Oh.
He don't give a no.
He's probably just putting pictures in ceilings.
I imagine, yeah, exactly. Like, Dario's in his office, and it doesn't even register to him when the show's happening. Yeah.
I feel like he goes into a vortex, just, like, pets the bull.
Right. He was holding that bull high atop above his head.
I mean, well, Mil came at him.
I know.
Real hard, like.
And that bull has claimed lives before.
You know what? I prefer to see Puma with people that he can flippy flip with. I think he's better.
Sure.
I think, you know, they're both incredible workers, obviously. We all know that. But, and I've loved everything I've ever seen. So, that being said.
Mm.
But I feel like just... Puma really shines when he has an aerial equal.
Right. There you go. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So. Just because it's, you know, he works well choreographed off of that.
Right.
I don't know. Not choreographed.
And
obviously.
On the same vein, though, I think Mil Muertes does great against people he can just toss around.
Exactly.
That's also true. That's
he
also
was
a very good point.
The meatiest meat boy tonight, last night.
He's such a hoss boy.
Such a hoss boy. Classic HB.
Yeah. He was such a classic HB boy. Houseboy boy. Yeah, I meant that. Cool. Bye.
Bye, Rachel.
Okay. Oh, okay. Bye. Thank you so much.
Talk to you later.
No, but yeah, I mean, they. I just don't know why. I get that they had a feud before. Mm-hmm. I do get that.
And sure.
Now
multiple.
We see, well, yeah, sure. Well, a feud.
A prolonged feud.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Betty, you know, a Betty Davis type thing. from the show Betty feud.
Betty Davis eyes, right.
But I just didn't, it didn't pack the same punch for me tonight. I didn't see Puma being that. When they're trying to put Puma over as this, like, big old evil man, and they have him against a big old evil man.
An actual big old evil man.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the big, emphasis
like,
on the man.
Death incarnate.
Sure.
You're not going to get the same effect as when, like, I want to see Puma be savage. Like, I want to see him throw somebody. I want to see him do. I want to see, yeah, exactly. I want to see him, like, throw Jack Evans off of the ceiling. You know, I want him to do something awful.
That's next level.
Yeah.
Off of the actual roof of the building.
Outside.
Right outside. Into
get
the street.
A drone.
Find one of LA's tallest buildings. Go on there. Go on the glass
there
slide.
Was a very, yeah. There was a prominent shot of the U.S. Bank Tower in this episode.
There you go. That's where the next, let's say, call somebody up.
I need to have a moment where, you know, sometimes when you watch things and you're like, please stop. It's been going on for too long, and you're hurting me now. I want to see that from Puma.
Sure.
I want to see that from DP. And
I agree.
But I do love what he was fighting in tonight.
Oh, right.
I love when people fight in street clothes. It's my number one.
Sure.
Street clothes and a mask? Get out of town.
He was wearing his casual mask.
Yes, he
right.
was.
Right, exactly. His lounging around mask. Yeah.
His airport mask.
We all have one.
Exactly. Yeah, we all, you guys know. You guys know at home.
Yeah,
tweet us your hanging around mask.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, sure. Or full latex suit.
There was, you know.
Yeah.
Just fine.
Yeah.
There was a moment in this match where... So Prince Puma is kind of like, you know, walking down the banister of the bleachers, you know, much like a feline. And it's almost like he jumps and in midair, Mil Muertes just shoves him and he takes the corner of Dario's office right into the face. And I don't know why people taking the corner of like walls and stuff, I get the biggest kick out of.
It's very effective.
It's great.
Well, because that hurts.
It does.
I think
it's the hardest part of the building.
Yeah, the elbow of the building.
That's true. That's very true.
It is. I feel like it's super
the apron of the building.
It is. It's super relieved.
It's the corner of the bed, you know, where you stub your toe. That's what I thought.
It's really, you're making yourself cry. It's super relatable. Everyone stubs toes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone has a moment with a corner.
Yeah.
I thought you said with a coroner.
Everybody has their moments
I mean,
with their coroner.
Which also is also true.
Everybody will have their moment with a coroner.
Oh, yeah. That's too dark.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
I think I read too much in between the lines on that one.
On what's that?
On
the corner? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we're having existential. The same vibe here.
Mm-hmm. No, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Well, that's terrific.
Even Kermit.
I agree. Kermit.
Prince Puma hits the 630 splash and lands with every ounce of his body weight on Mil Muertes. Like, no part of him touches the mat on the landing of that 630.
Yeah.
But then, he gets hit with a powdery brick. Who knew that was Prince Puma's kryptonite?
Prince Puma's.
Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, Mil Muertes even.
I was like, did I watch this wrong?
No, yeah, you did. No,
well,
I got it.
Well, I did,
no.
But I didn't think that wrong.
It was Mil Muertes.
Yeah.
Mil Muertes. Everything goes back to rocks.
Oh, shit. So if you're about to die, just, like, hit whatever you're about to die with a brick. Gun, hit it with a brick. Somebody about to stab you, hit it with a brick.
With a brick.
Oh, cool.
But okay. A powdery brick, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Powdery brick.
Right.
Well, hopefully it'll turn into powder after you hit somebody with it.
Right.
I wonder what that thing was made out of, now that I think about it.
Brick!
Like, it's made out of brick.
What are we doing here?
Just add water to brick powder, you get brick!
I guess... I don't know. It was just like all over the place.
It was really extreme.
Yeah.
It was really extreme rules.
Mm-hmm. It was really extreme rules. TM.
Just only doing things that'll make us laugh now.
Isn't that what this whole damn show is?
That's really, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's been about a season and a half.
I don't know why more people don't hate it.
No.
It's always going to be there, trust me.
Especially in Rachel's case.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. And we've got a message for them anyway.
Fuck you! Fuck you, Mariposa!
Oh, man. Well, what an episode this was, guys. Denise, highlights of this episode.
Highlights. Drago's turn. Mm-hmm. The Vampuminator was awesome.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Pretty sweet.
I'll take it.
Ending, I'm jumping around all over, the sure. ending of the first match, mm-hmm. and then my SpongeBob moment.
That was also, that was the highlight of the show for me.
There you go, right Absolutely. There. Those are my highlights.
Absolutely. Rachel, what'd you like? What was your favorite part of the whole moment, of the whole episode?
My favorite part of the whole episode was... Probably.
What if it just exploded?
She's really thinking about this.
My problem is that I have a hard time picking favorites. You know, it's like picking your children.
Right. But, your soggy, soggy children.
I mean, that whole, well, obviously the whole first match, but if I'm going to pick a goofy moment, it's got to be the entire commentary of the last match because Vamp just wouldn't speak and they wouldn't. They kept on not going back. The camera kept on not going back to the commentary table.
All right.
So it was like, it just didn't land. It was just Stryker by himself being like, well, I guess he's not going to talk to me, but okay. Like if we saw Vamp being all intense or whatever, but we didn't see that.
We didn't see much glowering.
Until he stood up and was like.
Smizing.
Like he was smizing.
Smizing.
He was for sure smizing. But that's why I love Vampiro. Because if I were to be anyone, it would be him. Just stop speaking for 30 minutes.
Right, exactly, exactly.
This is so out there, man.
Yeah,
oh, boy. Well, that was our...
Hey, what's your favorite moment?
That's our... Man, my favorite moment.
Yep. What? How would you not be prepared for this?
Oh, boy. I liked... You know what? I'll say the finish of the trios match because I really enjoyed that triple team move. Pindar and Vibora holding Aerostar, stretching him out, and then the splash from Drago.
You know, that was really cool, and I didn't even remember it until right now.
Right?
And it was pretty awesome. I was giving that match a little bit of shit.
It was pretty dope. It was pretty dope. Okay. Mark Budonico, what'd you like?
I was a big fan of Mil Muertes. He was so destructive in this episode, Mil Muertes, and despite Puma getting the victory, it was very hard fought, and every time he gets reincarnated, he seems to be more and more and more intense, and I can only imagine if he dies again, what he's just gonna come back and just throw people in the crowd.
He's just Doomsday.
Yeah, he's Doomsday.
He's Doomsday.
Do you think he will die again?
I mean, depending on how long this show goes, I think he's maybe got one or two more deaths in him.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Till he has, like, black eyes like a shark.
That's weird. Oh, God, that's so weird.
I totally pictured that right now.
It's a great image. Great image.
Ooh, next week, Cage has a meeting with Councilman Lawrence Delgado. Dun, dun, dun!
Lorenzo Lamas! The Renegade's back.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so, so much for joining us. That's our episode. Denise, thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell everyone, all our lovely believers, where they can find you.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter @_DeniseSalcedo.
Rachel Evans.
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter @RachelSlamEvans or RachelSlamBands, depends on how your brain works. You can also find me on YouTube, youtube.com/snarled. And also, please check out my band, The Beatles.
What?
Please, I'm really proud of them. It's a passion project, but please check them out.
I've heard a little bit about them. Just a little bit.
Yes. Good name. Good name.
We're on SoundCloud.
Mark Budonico, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Mark Budonico. Please make sure to watch all of the other wrestling content that we have. We've got Raw on Monday, SmackDown on Tuesday, as NXT on Wednesday, as well as Xbox 1-2-360, and all of the fun stuff that we have on our sister networks, Popcorn Talk and BHL. Thank you, Ty.
Absolutely. You can find me online on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. A lot of cool stuff coming up if you're in the Southern California area. Championship Wrestling from Hollywood will be having a completely free show at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, 11 a.m. on June 17th. It's completely free.
I'm gonna bring my dad!
It's completely free. Please bring your dad. Please bring your father. Other than that, if you can find us every second and fourth Sunday of the month at Port Hueneme. It's also completely free. We're on TV. Check your local listings. Come check me out at JWC, Jacked Wrestling Comedy, at the PAC Theater on June 10th. That's two days from now. Oh. Every second Saturday of the month. But there's so much wrestling. Bottom line, my point is, watch wrestling, get wrestling in your life, and join us next week. Because until then, viva la lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.